It's a great exchange.
Okay, thank you, Hosni. Thank you.
This is quieter than my house when I'm sitting there by myself.
Does that mean you talk to yourself? It's quieter?
Call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Idlewild Water District, the public session. Our mission statement is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call.
Director Olson.
Here.
Director Stamper.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Vice President Prefer.
Here.
President Shelley.
Here. Any public comments tonight?
I presume if we had a public comment, certain items that would come up
okay.
Later.
All right. Consent calendar, minutes. Any comments on the minutes?
None.
No.
Any comments on the financials?
Yes. Hosni. You're killing it. You are under budget for both the water and the sewer side and your expenses, and we are 9 months into the year. So congratulations. And 6% water loss. Love it.
Excellent. For Mr. Bill, he loves to spend all the stuff. And Vicky.
Anything?
No, Steven's good.
Anything?
No.
Okay.
Yep, I just reiterate it.
All right. And operations, you already made that one comment. Anything else? No. Anything?
Safe.
Okay. And Mr. Davis?
No.
Okay. Vice President Prefer?
No.
I have no comments. Any public comments on the consent calendar? No. I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Mr. Olson first.
Second.
Second by Mr. Stamper. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Manager's report.
Okay, we'll start off with the MHI study. So we were approved for the fourth round of surveys to go out via email. They started to go out this week, so they should be all sent out by next week, and I should start getting some data back within a week to 2 weeks. I received an update from the Water Resource Control Board regarding the intended use plan for the loan that we're applying for this, the money that we're trying to get for the sewer plant. And the timeline is as follows. So April 27th, they're going to draft up the IPU. May 19th, the board workshop for public comments will be held. July 7th, there will be a board adoption, and then the final IPU should be ready sometime in late July. DUDEC, we've been going back and forth with a proposal from DUDEC for the wastewater treatment plant. They've come back from starting at $877,000 to get us from 30% to 100% design. We got that price down to $792,480 for 100% design. The timeline for that to be, they'll start around May 1st, and they should have it completed by January 25th, 27. That's their timeline. I spoke with Mike this week. This is on the agenda tonight for a vote to pass, to accept this offer. Mike is out this week. He's not available. They had a death in their family, so I wasn't able to talk to him much this week, but next week I should be able to be in contact with him. the GAC up at the water treatment plant. We're going to be replacing that on April 27th. We have that scheduled. It's the carbon, the granular activated carbon for the treatment plant process. The district has purchased a new low profile trailer for the excavator and Bobcat. Got some photos here. That's the excavator we just recently purchased, and it's sitting on the new trailer we just bought for that. There it is, the new trailer. We also had some leaks this week, and we're putting that excavator to use. This was on Pinecrest, it was a service line. They were able to cap that or clamp that line and stop that leak. This is the same leak. That's the clamp on the service line, 3/4 inch. This was a leak that we had at a fire hydrant. We were also able to use that excavator. You can see on the road, it has a small footprint. There's plenty of room for staff to work and be safe. So far we're really happy with that piece of equipment. It's very efficient. This was the leak. It was a clamp on the 6-inch main line. They got that fixed actually today. And that's it. We're also going to be starting a rehab on reservoir number 5 at Foster Lake. That's going to happen in about 3 to 4 weeks. So that tank's been drained and taken offline, and we'll start that rehab as soon as they get up here. And today, Tyler and Brian were able to finish up the CCNR and send it to Gemini. So that was submitted, and now Gemini can do their work for the CCR and get that out by June 1st. And thank you guys for working so hard. And that's all I have.
Great. Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Stamford?
No.
Mr. Davis?
Well, on the repair of that line, did you put another band on, or what did you do?
Which one?
Is it 6-inch? The 6-inch.
Yeah, that was a band.
Okay. I guess my only question, whatever, is I always considered a band as a Band-Aid, as a temporary thing.
Correct.
You know, so is there thoughts about going back through and welding a new piece in, or?
At this time, we don't have a welder. So that would be down the road when I get a welder certified to be able to do that.
Okay. What about cutting it and splicing in a piece with 2 dressers?
That's a possibility as well.
Okay.
Yeah, see how it's all 6-inch on.
Yeah. Well, I know, but let's say we replaced a band with another band. Mm-hmm. You know, I say that's why I always called them a Band-Aid.
Does that line have other bands on it? Sorry, I'm not sure if it's my turn.
Are you done, Mr. Davis?
Yes, sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
Vice President?
Does that have other bands on it?
No, to our knowledge, that's the only one.
The only one, okay. Yeah. That's how we do it. We don't weld anything on either. I think we usually just, that's just from my experiences, unless it's got several bands on it, then we would maybe then consider scheduling it for replacement.
If we get 3 to 4 bands on a single main line, or a service line, for that matter, we'll replace it.
Yeah. And then you found it really useful to the new piece of equipment versus bringing the backhoe down?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because the backhoe has a very large bucket on it. And so with the new excavator, we got three different size buckets. We got a 24, an 18, and a 12-inch bucket on it. So we can change them out very quickly. It's more precise, and working in a small, tight area, it works excellent.
That was the biggest space too.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I was like,
no traffic control needed.
Very nice.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, I don't have anything. Any public comments on the manager's report?
The reference to the IPU application, is that for the loan?
That's for the loan, yes.
What loan are we seeking? What is the amount?
$10 million.
I see. And what is going to be supposedly the terms of that loan, as far as you can guess it now?
The terms on it is a low interest loan, so it's 1.5% to 2%. That hasn't been determined yet. We're still in the process of processing that loan.
Are you reasonably certain that it's going to be approved, or?
They gave us this timeline on how they're drafting it up, so it's almost certain that we're going to get it.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Any other public comment? No? Okay. We'll move on to item number three. The board will discuss the district's sponsoring of the annual middle school poster and essay contest with Idaho School, including contest details, timeline, and recognition of student participants. Winners will be announced at the May 20th board meeting. So this is a scholarship that we started with the school for the students there.
Three years ago. Well, and we've done it twice. This is the third year?
Yes.
Right.
This is the third.
Right. And so they do posters and they do essay contests, and the teachers there at the school grade them, and the teachers at the school also determine the winners, and then we give the scholarships to them in cash. We tried checks at one time, and it was really hard for grade school people to cash checks for some reason. So we've gone to cash, and that seems to work out really well. They know what to do with that. And so we're going to do that again this year, and we're looking forward to it, and we hope that it continues to go well. And our contact person at the school is Derek Zimmerman, and he's been very helpful and very cooperative. Mr. Olson, any comments?
I look forward to the results of the contest. It's always very interesting to see the kids come in and see the projects that they've done, and I'm always impressed with their creativity and their attention to detail.
Wonderful. Mr. Thumper?
Yeah, it's nice to see that we're giving back to the community like that and you know, helping out the kids. It's wonderful.
Excellent. Mr. Davis?
Agreed. I like seeing the community support.
Excellent. Vice President Prefer?
I would agree.
Okay. Ms. Wheeler, or Mrs. Wheeler, excuse me. When we got the Certificate of Transparency, I think they actually mentioned this was part of the process, and they appreciated that we were doing that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Excellent. Thanks very much. Any public comment? No? All right. We'll move on to action items. Item number four, the board will consider approval of an agreement with DUDEC to provide engineering design services for the new wastewater treatment facility, including preparation of a basis of design memorandum, 75% design submittal, and final plans, specifications, and cost estimates. Any further information that we need on this?
Not at this point, no.
Okay. Mr. Olson, any comments?
Yeah. DUDEC's the one we used before that was
CFWA.
And what, they weren't the ones who were real late?
Okay.
In that case, I will trust that they will get it done on time.
Okay. Mr. Stumpel?
Same.
Okay, Mr. Davis?
So we've gone from no longer a grant to now it's a loan?
It's a loan. At this point, yeah, we're opting to go with the loan. We're still doing the MHI study with the hopes of still being able to get some grant money at a later date, and at which time they will allow us to use that money to pay down the debt.
Okay, and so this $800,000 that's coming out of the sewer fund.
Yes.
Okay, so the 500 and some odd sewer customers are paying this $800,000.
Yeah, that's part of the yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that's was that about 1,500 each then? 1,600.
Well, let me clarify something on that.
Yeah.
There's money that the sewer participants have been paying for years and years and years and years, and that fund has accumulated a balance which enables us to pay this money. Are they repaying it? Well, over time, everybody's repaying it, but right now we're using funds that we've accumulated over the years, decades, to make this payment so that we can move forward with this project at this time.
So there's no additional assessment?
No, I'm saying it's an additional assessment. I'm just saying that the sewer people, whatever, however you want to say it, they're spending $1,500, $1,600 for this.
Or they already have.
Or they've already have, okay. Or, mm-hmm. But.
And we hope they like, because the loan work like you pay in front and you reimburse it then. So I'll try to put the $1 million we spend for the engineering study to get reimbursed back when we got the loan.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it. It doesn't look like it's going to be likely that we're going to get a grant. It looks like it's going to be a loan. And I'm just, you know, questioning if it's really worth it. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Vice Chairman Prefer.
What do you mean by really worth it? I guess is what.
Well, we're going to spend $10 million for 500 people, and that seems, you know, I question the return on investment there. You know, my question is, would we be better off? I mean, what is the capacity of the plant? What are
250 million?
Are we running there at that capacity? Of the, about 50-60% daily, thereabouts?
Say that we use half that, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we basically have 50% of the plant that's being underutilized right now.
Correct, but it's also 60 years old, and it's...
Oh, I understand. I've been there.
You know, the solvent can be failure at any time. This is what we are afraid from.
So if the plant fails, then we're at a catastrophic... emergency situation, and that's not good either.
That was where I was kind of, my question is, what is our other option? We have
an option to put a Band-Aid on the system for a temporary time. The only other option would be to call in a company to come in and put a portable plant in, which is going to, you know, under emergency situation, is going to be extensive and extraordinary as far as how much it's going to cost.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's kind of
okay. Yeah, we realize as a board that we've been placed in a situation where we have a very old plant. It's working fine. It's functional. We don't have any problems with it right now that we can see. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. But in an abundance of caution, and not even an abundance of caution, just a little bit of caution because it's 60 years old, we're doing everything we can to upgrade, replace, and make new that plant so that it lasts another 60 years because we don't think it'll last another 60 years. We're not sure it'll last another 5 years. But right now it's functioning very well, fine, everything's working, but it is prudent for us to move forward with this plan, and it's escalated over the last 5 to 6 years from expensive to extremely expensive, and we're hoping to get it done as soon as possible so that it doesn't get to a point where it's just impossible in any way, shape, or form to replace it, because that's not a position we want to be in. Any public comments?
What are they going to do with? Are they going to tear out the old one or add to it?
Right now, the plan is to bring in and kind of do a hybrid, so that it has a lot of new parts and some of the old parts.
And when you say it could last 5 years or it could last 6 years, what do you see that might be wrong with it?
It's old.
I mean, other than saying 60 means nothing to me, I mean, but.
Well,
I'm 75.
Sorry. One of the biggest problems is the electrical system in it. It's very old, dilapidated, and it needs replacement. The concrete is aggregate is showing. We have steel rebar showing. The concrete's not in good shape. And you continue to operate that way, the thinner it gets, you're just asking for trouble.
What's the estimated useful life of that plant when it was built?
When it was built, right, probably right around where we're at right now, 60 years.
40 years.
40. 40. 40 to 50 years, and we're at 60?
We're at 60, yeah.
One of the problems we have is some of the electrical systems are so old that the company that made them no longer exists.
Yeah, sure.
And so getting maintenance or replacement parts is becoming impossible. So we've had to already upgrade, and at a significant cost, many of the pieces already. And we're hoping that the ones that we have just upgraded will be able to utilize in the new plant. But some of the ones that are old, we'll want to replace those as we do the process of getting it up to speed.
Also, like, for example, Mr. President, like, we changed the blower 2 years ago for 87,000, and the company said we don't do it anymore, so they built it for us for 1 year to build the blower. So we work with one blower, and the other one, because we have two blowers, is switching between 12 hours and 12 hours, and they said you need to depend on one blower, so thank God we passed it until they built the second blower for $87,000.
You said the sewer people were saving money all this time for years. Is that the money that you were planning on spending when you needed something new?
Yeah, so the sewer plant is almost a separate business.
Yeah.
And so the people that pay in every month to the sewer plant, we use some of that money and we save some of that money. Well, the savings is accumulated enough so that we can make big purchases like this without having to borrow or take out a loan. So we have that money to spend for this, but we don't have enough for the whole plant.
Yeah. Pay for like Dudek or something.
Well, pay for Dudek we can do, but we don't have $10 million to get a new plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew they were sort of saving for
it. You have $2 million.
Yes.
So this Dudek plan is a substantial change from the previous plan. It's not really a finishing 70% of the 30% that was done before. They make substantial changes in their approach. And I'm concerned, has this contract been reviewed by your council? I'm also concerned about the exclusions which are in this contract. There are a lot of exclusions. I'm not a person who understands what they are, but it should be reviewed. Whether we're looking at, again, substantial additional expenses beyond the $800,000. In addition to that, it seemed to be an open-ended contract. It's really is an estimate how much it's going to cost. Is there any way to tie them down specifically to perform all these things without any addition? Again, I think it needs a substantial review. My recommendation would be is to get an expert and look at this. Is this the right way to approach Dudek's approach? I mean, they are excellent people. I'm not critical of them. But it seems to me we have wasted some of the money on the previous 30%. A lot of the extra expense, the $800,000 represents, redoing the work that was done under the 30% contract. So all those should be considered before approving it. At least that's my opinion.
Any other public comments? No? Okay. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Comfort. Any further discussion? No. Those in favor, aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Abstentions? Passes 4-0. Excuse me, 4-1. So used to saying zero. Apologize. I apologize. Number five, consideration and authorization to cast special district selection committee ballot for the local agency formation commission, LAFCO. The board will review and consider the 2026 special district selection committee ballot for the election of the regular special district member to the Riverside local LAFCO. Western region, and the authorization for the board president or designated board member to complete, sign, and submit the ballot. Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Okay, Mr. Stoppel.
I didn't follow all of that.
Okay, so there's an agency called LAFCO. LAFCO is in charge of combining and regulating special districts to a degree. And they have a board that they have, several members on that board. And usually what happens is they have boards are elected and all the special districts vote on the people running for that board, library board. And so this is their election period, and there's, I think, seven individuals that said, hey, I'd like to be on that board. And so we can cast a vote, just like Pine Cove could cast a vote, and Fern Valley could cast a vote, and the fire department could cast a vote, because they're all special districts. And then the ones that get the most votes, and they do a weird 1 through 5 voting system, where you vote for your first favorite, second favorite, third favorite, etc. And so we are considering doing that tonight, and then we will be able to cast our ballot.
Got it.
Okay. Mr. Davis?
No questions.
Miss Vice President Prefort?
I don't have any questions, no.
Excellent. I asked for this to be placed on here because I have a friend, relative, that is on a board in the Pass area. And he called me up and told me somebody that they think is very good. Not him, but somebody that he thinks is very good and their agency thinks is very good, and asked that we support them. And so he seems like a qualified individual. And so I would recommend that we cast a vote for Larry, I believe his name is Larry Smith, as our first vote. And then there's several other people. I know John Flores and Daniel Slauson have decided to pull out. And so they are no longer valid candidates. So that leaves us with 5 people on the ballot. And I would just recommend Larry Smith as our number one vote. Any comments? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know anybody. The only thing I do know is that Steve Corona. I'm not opposed to Larry Smith. I'm not opposed. I don't know anybody, but I just felt like Steve Corona. I think we all received an email earlier in March about. So I just maybe think that at some point we could keep him up at the top somewhere, just because he
number two.
All right.
I'm all good with number two.
All right. Other than that, I mean, the only other opinion, and I'll take it for what it's worth, is I would just maybe consider, being that we are a water district, that maybe we stay within the water district for 3 and 4. But other than that, maybe it means nothing. I agree.
I like Hemet Water District, the Hemet Metropolitan.
I know he owns property on the hill, but that doesn't mean anything one way or another.
I like the fact that Lake Hemet is one of our neighboring agencies, so I would recommend number three.
And so that leaves us with two others. Do you want to do 4 for Griffith?
Yes.
Mission Springs Water?
Sure.
And then 5 for Riverboat.
Excellent.
Okay. You made that motion?
I make a motion that we cast our ballot as indicated.
I'll second it. Mr. President, before you vote, may I speak on the item? I requested that.
Sure.
Okay. So when your name's invoked, you probably should respond, right? So my name's Larry Smith, and I'm from the San Antonio Pass Water Agency, and I'm the vice president of that board. And what we do as a state water agency is we import water from the north to the south. It's one of our charges. Another one is support small systems with grants and grant funding and stuff like that. So maybe a consideration, take a look. But tell me when I'm done, okay? And when you've heard enough of me, let me know and everything. So let me give you a little background.
I have one question. Can I interrupt you for a moment?
Can I do what?
Can I interrupt you for a moment?
You sure can. Sure.
So I was told that at one point you guys sold a bunch of water to somebody like Santa Barbara. And then the next year there was so much water that you got all that water back and you didn't ask them to replace it. You just kept their money. And it was just a fortuitous event.
Well, you're close.
Okay, thank you.
You did an excellent job on describing the LAFCO thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me fill in those details on the agreement we made with Ventura County. Ventura County has been a state water contractor for time immemorial, like we have in the San Antonio Pass. They have no connection to the system. But they've paid their state water bill year in and year out with this $1 or $2 or $3 million every year. You got 0 drops of water. You still got to pay into the system whether you get water or not if you're a contractor.
We made a 20-year agreement with them. We'll pay your bill, but we get the water. And they said, fine. We haven't touched the water for 25 years. Let's do that. We're about four years into our agreement. One of the best things we ever did, it was the first interaction between state water contractors as such, as I just described. First one that happened in the 60 years of the system. So we did that, and we now move that water down south, put it over here on our side of the hill over there, and we recharge with that water. That was 10,000 acre foot. Wow. So we just increased our portfolio by about 35 to 40% with that investment. So very, very close. The story does get skewed when it gets surrounded by a lake. But we thought it was a good deal. Ventura thought it was a good deal. Nobody likes to see water leave their area, but they didn't need water coming in anyway. We do have an agreement. If they do get a connection, then we will rescind our agreement and they can have their water back. So we're not trying to grab the water. We're trying to make the best use of everybody's investment. So does that help to explain that story? So
thank you.
That's one of many. We also left 7,000 feet last year up in the San Joaquin Valley because we had an excess so that we could make certain that the ag world had enough water to get by to grow food for all of us. Because I like almonds and pistachios and grapes and everything right there. So if I can move on, let me just, you know, I appreciate Dr. Ball contacting you and doing this. I want to give you two things that we've done this year. Every cycle when LAFCO puts up an election, they beg for participation. Apparently they have a difficult time getting a quorum. There's 55 total, 39 or 35 special districts in our region on what I call the northwest side of the county. And the county's broken up into two specific divisions. We've got the east side, which is Highway 111 and Interstate 10. Then that, from there on, is the east side of Riverside County. The west side is all the rest of us, but in reality, we're kind of broken off by the southwest Riverside County. You start at Corona, you go Riverside, Corona, Temecula, Murrieta, and they all kind of vote and do everything in a block. Never, ever has this side of the county ever had LAFCO representation. Part of the problem we discovered is very few special districts participate. What we did this year is, in fact, the two names that dropped off, we got together and said, let's put up one candidate. I happen to be the chosen. And I said, let's make a run at this thing. So we have, to date, there's 9 special districts. I have all 9 of those yes votes. We've got 2 votes outside the district. Yours would be a third, should you do that. And to let you know who I am, is I spent 38 years in Henry. 2008, I was on Planning Commission. 2010, I was elected City Council. As mayor in 2014, spent every July and August, as soon as I can get off the 100-degree floor to come up here, we spent our weekends there. So very familiar with the area, and I realized the nexus between the Henry-San-Shino Valley and the hill, as it's actually called. So, and what advantage is that? I mean, sure, you've got to make impartial decisions, but it reduces the learning curve of a situation that comes up in a region that you're very, very familiar with. So if there's a LAFCO issue and they begin to talk about activity on the hill up here, my mind goes back to the past and the time we spent here. So, and being on a city council, in fact, I left him in 2014, moved out to Cala Mesa. Kids all grew up, wife and I decided we'd get smaller and quieter. And got encouraged to run for council over there, spent a couple of years over there. Right in the middle of that term, got recruited to serve on the water board that I serve on now. I'm in my 5th year. Water's a great place to be. It's a great policy place. It's a great policy platform, you know. And you guys dealing with aging infrastructure up and down the state, it's the same thing everywhere we go. And we hear the same stories over and over. How are we going to stretch these precious dollars and make them provide the services that people are paying for? My area, just as an anecdotal thing, is that we spent...
You've got about a minute.
I'm going to get it down to about 35 seconds. We spent... 40 years collecting people's money before we delivered 1 ounce of water. So, you know, started paying in 1960, got their first drop of water in 06. Anyway, all those times that I have to spend on land use issues like RCTC, Riverside County Transportation Commission, I was on the Airport Land Use Commission, a lot of land use issues. I think that experience helps me serve all of our special districts in our region. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? No? Okay. We have a first and second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0.
Thank you very much.
You bet, thank you. Director's comments, Mr. Olson?
None.
Mr. Stumper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No, thank you.
I have a couple. This is the entry form for the 4th of July parade.
Yes.
I would still like to see us participate in that, and if we can participate jointly with the other water districts, that would be wonderful. So I'll give that to the general manager.
Thank you.
Also, I believe that we've had two individuals on our staff. Danny Richardson, right?
Campbell.
Campbell, I'm sorry. I know who Danny Richardson is. Wrong. Danny Campbell. Danny Campbell got a certificate, grade four.
Grade four.
So we're going to buy him a gift certificate, if the rest of the board is okay with that.
Yes.
Excellent. And Nathan also got his certificate.
He finished his 1,800 hours for wastewater.
Okay.
And which is a huge deal. It takes a year to get those 1,800 hours.
I think we'll get him a gift certificate too then.
Agreed.
Okay. Yes. Good. Okay. All right. And we got some rain over the weekend.
That's what I heard.
A little bit.
How much do you think?
I got a half inch in my house.
Yeah, I got about 6/10 in my house.
So a half inch sounds about right. I hope that very soon the rain gauge on the sign will reflect that increase. And that's all I have.
All right.
With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
A second.
Second by Vice President Prefer. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0. We'll have our next meeting in May
6th
for our budget workshop. Budget workshop on May 6th. Wednesday night. 6th. It might be poker night, so Mr. Olson might not be here. Oh, okay, good.
Woo. What was on the 19th?
What?
Is there something on the 19th of May?
Not here.
I think he mentioned something about the Dudex thing.